It's Triple A Murray Country, 534. I was hanging with my old mate, my old neighbour from my old place.
Mm-hmm.
And he's about 40 years exactly older than me.
Oh, yeah?
Right? And he got his house raided in the 90s because of speculations of him being a witch.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
A witch?
Yeah.
House, a witch?
Like house barged into, you know, oh, we're searching the place, we think you're a witch.
What?
Apparently it was illegal to be a witch in the 90s.
Is it legal now, is it?
No, I don't think so. Is that an idea? I don't think
That's
so.
That's
a... Isn't that a strange one?
Well, it's by the police.
Yeah, he used to have candles burning, like a lot.
Oh, yeah, well...
He's a gothic kind of guy.
Well, who hasn't got candles burning?
That's right. But it was just funny hearing that. It was like, yeah, in the 90s, it was like a witch hunt. I never knew
An
this.
Actual witch hunt.
Oh, I don't know.
So what happened? Were they just coming?
No, they just came and made idiots of themselves because they had, you only had candles, but they thought that he was doing like seances.
Oh, some sort of, yeah.
No, funny.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That's strange. Did you hear anything about witches in the 90s?
Not specifically, no. But, you know, it doesn't ring any bells.
You're not allowed to do that either. That's a bit witchy.
It's a bit witchy. But I've definitely never heard anyone been accused of being a witch.
Yeah.
Not in this century or last century.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, it's
maybe
a
back
weird
in
one.
The 1600s, maybe. Yeah.
I'm glad they didn't throw him in the water or anything.
Well, that's right. So if he floats, he's a witch.
Yeah.
Is that right? If he drowns,
swims,
he's not a witch.
Yeah, if he swims, he's a witch.
Yeah.
And if he drowns, he's
a witch. So if he saves himself.
If he drowns, it's like, oh.
Yeah, he's a witch.
Oh,
he's not a witch.
He wasn't a witch, but he's dead now.
He's dead now, yeah. Yeah, so, you know.
No, horrible.
It's catch 22.
That's what they used to do.
Mm. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, just because, you know, a bit different.
Yeah. Carol and Dare is coming up next with Get a Grip. Big strike of lightning
get
out there.
Get a Grip, yeah. Where's
just,
it?
Just happened just then.
I shouldn't sit near the window. The station doesn't speak on a telephone,
you, can lightning get you through the window?
Oh, yeah. No.
Have you ever
it gets
seen
you through
someone?
A tap.
Oh, it can get you through
yeah,
a shower.
Through
a tap.
Piping. Yeah,
yeah for
sure,
sure
can. I think I've heard of someone at the kitchen sink who was, yeah, zapped. But I think it's either something to do with the metal in the sink or might have been an open window. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're all sealed in here. But
yeah, right.
Yeah.
I think my great grandmother, I think, used to hide all the silver.
Oh,
like, yeah, have okay. silver stuff, and then she would put it away if there was a storm coming because lightning could get through to the house, through into the house.
Wow.
If you had silver. That's a, I don't know
about that, but.
Well, there's another story about lightning going straight through the house and it lighting up the whole house. It didn't strike anything in the house, but lightning went through the house.
Ooh.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, yeah. Well, who knows?
And then the police came in, like, where's the witch?
Where's the witch?
Where is he?
You must have one big candle in here. We just saw a hell of a light.